Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I know what you want to talk about.
Do you now? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you not want to?
I feel
to?
Like you're going to be mad at me, but that's okay. I heard you say something in passing, and I have an observation, but you were out trying on bikinis again.
I was.
What's your deal?
Well, I'm trying to find the perfect bikini for the summer, and I actually invested in one that was kind of like sports bra type style, right? So it's like,
yes.
It's a constrictive type of swimsuit style. So like the bottom is one piece,
yep.
The top is one piece,
yep.
And it is tight on you. So I bought one of those. I like it, but it's a little sporty, right? So I was thinking, I was like, ooh, I want one of the bikinis that are the tie on the side.
Ooh,
and
skin.
Around.
Like on the
exactly.
bottom?
Yes.
Is it like a skirt one?
Because you tie, because it's not as tight around your midsection, around your neck and stuff, because that's where those swimsuits that are one piece, they, you know, tend to weigh on you a little
gotcha.
Bit. They get you, it's just tight.
That's how my Speedo is.
You get it.
I get
it's
it.
Like
I feel
a Speedo.
You. My Speedo
so
ties on the side,
if
too.
If you could get a Speedo that tied on the side, wouldn't you do it?
No. Katie,
what?
Stop it right now. That's disgusting. It's so funny. This time of year where it's like you're shopping for swimsuits. Right now in my truck, I've got four women's swimsuits. If I get pulled over.
Sir,
why do you have all these women's underpants
judge,
in your car?
But...
Knick Knack has been ordering them like crazy
yeah.
off of Amazon, and now I've got to make a bunch of returns today to the UPS store, and I've got all these women's swimsuits.
I can't imagine.
You know they're going to be like,
didn't
yeah.
fit you right?
I know, right?
Well, I generally make jokes about that kind of stuff when I go in, like, this
sure
one was too tight.
Yeah, and, right.
Anyway, so it's the time of year.
The back
for sure.
isn't exposed enough
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. Too
yeah,
much
no.
crack.
And here's the funny thing is, so I went in, I can't even imagine buying them on Amazon because I have to try on the swimsuit. I have to see how it fits. I have to see, got to turn around, do a little, you know, scenery kind of action.
Sure.
Like, how's it look from the side? Do I look bigger to you? So the fact that I went to this specific retail store to try on swimsuits, I kind of hated it because they have to make sure that nobody steals swimsuits.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing
tags.
Is they're putting that safety feature, that alarm thing.
The big
they're
tag?
They're piercing it. The thing that goes off if you walk
yep.
out of the store.
So it's a big piece of plastic.
They're
yeah.
piercing that in between the top and the bottom to hook them together.
Oh.
So the only way you can try on the bikini is if you try on the bottom first
and then
you try
top.
On the
oh,
top.
So not
can
not
you
together.
Ask them? Can
you
go up and be like, can you pop this off real quick?
I asked the lady and they told me, they're like, this is so people don't steal it. And I'm like, but it's kind of impossible to try on the swimsuit to see if I
yeah.
like it or not. So what I had to do is I had to bring in two swimsuits
one
and try
top.
On one on the
and
one
then
on
it's
the
hanging
top.
There.
Yeah, so it looks kind of funny still, but it's like the only way that I could see if the swimsuit fit perfect. But I was telling you about it, and then you made an observation,
well,
I
feel like you're
going to
be mad
second.
At me.
Well, it's like, but
you're
going to
be
thing.
Mad at me.
I feel like most ladies will text or call in and say they do the same because when you're trying on the swimsuit, you have to take your underwear off, Jeremy, or you're not going to be
is.
Able to see
what,
I think
what
a majority...
the swimsuit looks like. There's a liner in there.
Yes,
and it
we all
says,
know about the lighter.
Well, okay,
lighter.
That's what protects you then.
Katie takes off her underwear to try on the bottoms, okay?
Yes! Because you have
how
to
is
see
that,
how it fits.
How is that protecting you if four women beforehand took their underwear off and was... all their bits and pieces
uh-huh.
are on that liner as well.
Okay.
You're all still rubbing.
I get that. Here's the thing.
You always leave your underwear on.
No, you don't.
Oh, I've
no, you
I'm not
don't.
Even a woman, and I know you don't leave. You don't take your underwear
are
off.
Are different as a man. That's different to try on a pair of swim shorts. To a woman,
I wouldn't
it is
try
so
them on,
form fitting, and you have to try it on like that to
yuck.
See if it fits.
How do you know that
here's
five women before you didn't
here's
take
the
their underwear off?
I don't know that, but what I do know is I showered completely before I went swimsuit shopping. I went on a run, and then I showered, and then I went swimsuit shopping.
It wouldn't
and
matter,
so
though.
I, but it does matter.
If there was five women before you that tried it on.
But maybe they took a shower, too. And there's that liner. And then you go home and you wash down a little bit, too, after you try on clothes.
Tell
like,
me more about this magic liner.
No, there is a liner in the swimsuit.
I know. I've,
okay, you get
Katie,
it.
Katie, they are not backing you up.
You
okay,
never,
that's fine.
Ever, listen,
I take my underwear off to try on
the
swimsuit.
I got a mom. I got a sister. I've got Knick Knack for 25 years. I will tell you right now, that is disgusting. You never...
I always
if anyone
take my underwear
wants
off.
To hold on,
no,
call
no,
now.
Look at the
I want the ladies to
now.
Call
somebody
right now.
Actually texted it.
Hold on. All of,
no, I this definitely is real take life. My underwear off.
This
I
is
do.
Real life.
I have to see how it fits, and I can't see how it fits with my underwear on.
Katie is saying that all women do this. I am calling so no,
clearly
much
on the text line.
BS
nobody
on this. I don't know. We might get somebody
the liners
on your side.
To protect against Katie's.
303-691-1649 if you want to sound oh off about God, this. This is real life in the yeah. world of women.
I'm sorry.
How do I know more
off.
About the liner? Josh, phones are ringing. Grab yeah. this, dude.
I'm sorry.
How do I know
take
more
the
about the liner
off.
Than you? Do you take
so
your
you know.
Underwear off when you try on swimsuits? Yes or no? We got to do a quick survey on this.
Know.
You know what the best part of this is? This
no.
portion of the program is brought to you by the Colorado Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner. They're proud sponsors of this segment right now. Okay, here's the question at hand. I need all the ladies to call in and sound off. How do I know more about swimsuit etiquette than Katie? Katie is insistent. She will die on this cross that you have to take your
apparently
underwear
I'm
off.
Die.
You are going to take your you ladies need to take their underwear off when they're trying on swimsuit bottoms. That's what Katie does. And I'm like, hells to the no, you always leave your underwear on when you're trying on the swimsuits.
I am getting roasted.
Well,
on the
I don't
text
know. There's
line
a lot
right
of people saying, I don't know. Let's see how this goes. We'll just zip through these.
Okay.
Stacy!
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. So, underwear on or underwear off?
Well, I've been a competitive swimmer for over 50 years.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Katie, but even the best chlorinated, washed down, showered, and clean ladies,
there's, yeah, okay.
You know,
we don't have to be too graphic.
Yes.
You don't want to
yes.
share all that on a swimsuit,
well,
right?
Well, you know, I mean, just like wear your tightest, whatever it is that you wear, and you got to tuck them in.
Yeah.
And I just, there's just so much going on, and you, like you have.
There's a lot going on.
A lot
no
going
idea,
on, Stacey.
No idea right. how many, like, gross people yep. there are out there.
Yep. All right, so underwear on, Stacey. We have your vote. Thank you for being an expert, all right?
Real quick.
Thank you, Stacey. No,
because,
we're, nope.
No, I just want
to
say.
Whitney, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Are you underwear on or underwear off when you're trying on your swimsuit?
Well, okay, so here's how I do it, is I have a very specific G-string that I will wear where I'm still covered, but you can move the G-string
gotcha.
How you would like to fit whatever kind of underwear or bathing suit you have.
Why am I thinking about you in a G-string right now?
But
you,
not to.
But
oh,
you,
so sorry.
Oh, you are saying underwear on. I mean, that is underwear on, right?
Underwear on.
Underwear
yes,
on.
Yes. You're covering the parts that need to be covered.
There's
okay.
still a protective layer. Yeah. All right.
Protective.
Correct.
Whitney, thank you for talking about your G-string to all of them.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
For science.
You're doing it for Katie's
science.
Sake. Ladies, sound off 303-691-1649. Underwear on or off when you're trying on swimsuits? Is it Allegra?
Yes, this is Allegra.
Hi, Allegra. Okay, so what are your thoughts? Underpants on or off?
Off. I'm with Katie.
Yeah!
That's just the reality of the situation, is that you're only able to see how it fits perfectly
yuck.
With them off. And I also shower before I try on underwear too. So Katie, I am with you.
Okay.
Do you
I
not
one.
Think about
Yay!
Like Katie before you trying these on with no underwear on, and then you are in there with no underwear on? Does that even cross
I'm
your
not
mind?
Saying it's the most I'm not saying
sanitary?
It's the most sanitary or safest thing to do, but the reality is that's what I do.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Allegra.
You got a vote.
You're welcome, Katie.
Okay.
Thank you, Allegra.
I got you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Go wash up.
Oh
Sarah.
Goodness.
Hi. Good
hey.
Morning.
Well, good morning to you. Let's talk underpants.
Underwear on all the way, Katie. I'm so sorry. I'm with Jeremy on this.
How do I know more
like
about
Stacey
this?
Stacey was a swimmer, and you don't do that.
Okay.
I get it. It's so hard to tell, but oh, man, girl. Good luck.
I need to plan better, apparently. Yeah. So
this could be why she's single.
No, stop.
No, that's not why.
And I would like
she's at least putting in the effort.
Well, clearly,
she's doing a good job. She just is a little uninformed, and that's okay. Keep them on next time.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually,
in your case, Sarah,
I would probably put two pairs
on. Shut up, Jeremy.
I've heard stories.
I appreciate
your candidness.
We're learning today. It's okay. I'm going to learn today.
All right. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey,
girl. All right. You taking your underpants on or off when you're trying on those swimsuits?
Oh, my God. They stay on. That is so nasty. Like, filthy.
Thank you.
Like, I'm grossed out, and, I can't even. That is so gross. I'm afraid of every swimsuit now.
I know.
You should have heard the words I was using off the air, Jen. I can't repeat them.
I need you to know.
I'm with you, Jeremy.
That I don't go in there, after I run a mile. I'm not trying to,
It doesn't matter.
I'm not trying to contaminate. I'm not trying to.
Do you share your panties with random strangers?
No, I do
not. So.
Well, there was that one time she was trying to make some money, Jen. But...
Oh, my gosh. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jen. I'm going to keep rolling. I don't even care. Hi, Christy.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Hi,
all
Christy.
Right. Underpants on or off? Come on. Who's right here?
Okay. Underpants on, and the reason is for these people who do their underpants off, I will forever keep my underwear on and then wash that bathing suit in hot water when I get home.
Yeah, that's right. I would put gasoline on it and set it on fire, honestly.
I swear I'm coming in there clean. I swear, Christy.
It doesn't
but
matter.
I get it.
Doesn't
I get
matter.
Everybody's.
No.
You know.
All right. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate the call. Catalina. Oh, I am so winning. Hi, I am dominating this conversation here.
I got one.
How does a dude in his 40s know more about this than Katie?
I mean, there's probably a few reasons, but let's keep going.
Catalina, underpants on or off?
On all the way. Katie, I'm sorry, but you just unlock a new fear. So, I'm sorry,
Catalina, I feel like I'm going to have to take the cell on the way out.
I feel like
I'm going to have to change my swimsuit.
Every woman in town now is going out swimsuit shopping. They're going to look at that protective liner today, and they're going to be like, Katie was here. This was Katie. Catalina, thank you. Hi, Val.
Good morning.
I'm thinking about that protective liner way too much right
goodness.
Now. Underwear on or off, Val?
Okay.
Oh.
Off. But.
Off.
Off,
but
I put a panty liner, the thinnest panty liner possible in.
Okay, so put your own liner in there as well.
There's still a protective barrier.
I'd like your call the best so far, Val.
That's
genius.
This is good.
That's genius.
That's a good idea.
I may have to do that. The Mile High City women everywhere will be bringing their own liner.
No, and Katie, though, she's going to put a giant pad on there. It's going to be like a mattress. All right, I'll do two more. Carrie.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Everybody's thinking about Katie with her underwear off today.
Yay, me!
Underpants on or off when trying on the swimsuits?
Off.
Off! Whoa, you got another one!
Three, I got the
trifecta.
There's been
three
That's
disgusting
all
people.
That's all I need.
I am 68 years old.
Yeah.
Been buying swimsuits all my life, and nothing has ever happened.
Thank you, Carrie. That's what I'm saying.
All the way.
68? You never know what's coming out of that.
What do you mean, Jerry? No!
I feel bad for the next person. No. Carrie, thank you very much.
She's been trying on swimsuits for that long, and never one thing bad happened to her.
It's all the people
that
after
is a
her.
Win.
Kimmy Kim.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, we're a little grossed out. Underpants on or off? Come on.
He needs to stop.
Okay. Well, when I was Katie's age, off.
Thank you.
But I'm 60.
But?
But I'm 62 now, and I have not bought a swimsuit in a public store for years.
You're older and wiser now. You're older and wiser now.
I am online.
Well, let's say you're wandering into a Target. That defeats this whole conversation. Say you're wandering into a Target. What are you going to do, underpants on or off?
I buy it, take it home,
try it on. Oh, you're not having fun. All right, Kim.
Oh, thank you, Kim.
She's
we appreciate
it. All right, I'll do one more. Hi, Wynn.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're great. We're done with this.
But we need to know how you feel first.
The amount of messages that have been come in with mucus membranes.
I'm not pregnant. Stop. Well,
I don't want to see any more mucus membranes texts. Please, thank you. All right, Wynn.
I'm on her side. No undies. I think a toilet is way worse than trying on a bathing suit. So yeah. I'm with you. No undies. You got to make sure it's not sliding on the booty cheeks and that all the bits are covered. I'm with you.
Boom. That's the biggest part is the booty
cheeks. Thank you, Wynn. The booty cheeks. All right,
so I got four.
Five, six, seven.
Four and a half, five.
You got eight, three and a half. Essentially.
So like 76, because there's
eight
a lot
to
of
three and a half, because the one put the liner in there.
Yeah.
But I think if we were to go through and add up easily the 200 messages that came in on the text line, everyone's saying you're pretty gross, so don't do that.
Can I just say the swimsuit fit perfect, though?
Yeah, I bet you look hot.
Awesome!
But you know what? Let's use this as a learning experience today.
Well, I'm changing.
This is a learning experience.
Changing my habits moving forward. Sure.
Thank you to all the ladies who called in and sound off today for our quick little poll. We appreciate you guys. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. You know what's funny? I was thinking about it. And guys don't really have, like, the equivalent, I think. Like,
no.
We just go buy a pair of swim trunks and, like, a Target.
And
you know,
they fit.
And you just buy a large XL, whatever.
Yeah.
Small for Josh. And you just wander out of Target and you go home and try them on.
And that's it.
That's it.
I don't think I've ever even returned them ever. You just buy them, and if they're loose, tie them up a little bit.
And you hope for the best. You're like, these might come off in the pool, which will be kind of fun.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, there's just no equivalent of, like, any point when we're trying things on that we need to take our underwear off.
Well, the Speedo. I mean that.
No. Again, you're just going to buy that and take it home.
Yeah.
I think you're not.
You're not going to try it on first?
I don't think you wander into a dressing room and try that on.
No? Mm-mm.
No, especially if it's cold and they got the air on. You're like, I'm not doing this here. No.
It's big.
It is swimsuit season, and I'm in no shape right now.
Oh.
I mean, I'm fine. I just, you know what I did last night? I went to Sam's a couple days ago, and I did a total impulse buy. They had a big old block of tiramisu.
Oh, I would not.
And I am a tiramisu slut.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, same.
And nobody else in the house really does. So guess who it falls upon to make sure that doesn't go to waste?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I have to eat the tiramisu or else it'll spoil.
I don't want it to go bad.
Oh.
We had dinner last night and everybody kind of wandered off and did their own thing. And I snuck into the kitchen and I pulled that tiramisu out of the fridge. I set it on the kitchen island, and I grabbed a spoon,
and
I ate more than half of it. Like, I couldn't stop. Yeah. I don't know. It was like a drug or something. It was so addictive. Like, I was getting such an endorphin rush eating it, I couldn't stop.
Well, especially out of the container, you've got to put that on the plate and walk away from it. And that's how you control. I know, you don't have to, but that's how you eat half of it.
There's only a few things in my life that that kind of get me like that, you know, where you take one bite and you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Tiramisu's mine for sure. Do you have one?
I love tiramisu. Tater tot hot dish. I could eat the whole pan.
Tater tot hot dish?
Tater tot hot dish is like heaven on earth. It is the best thing. Huh. Best combination of ingredients, so simple yet delicious, and yeah. And it gets better as it sits in the fridge, so I could eat a whole pan
of tiramisu on top of
that. I gotta walk away from that.
Josh, you got anything?
Yeah, I love, like, a charcuterie board, because it's just little tiny things that you can just keep piling on, and you never really know how much you've eaten until the whole thing's gone.
Yeah.
So I'll look at it, and I'm just like, oh, all the little meats and cheeses are gone now.
It's just a bite of things.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel good
light
on top of a charcuterie board?
What?
Tiramisu.
Ooh.
Slathered all over the top.
Yummy.
Fatty.